All right, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksuvas Daf Chaf Tes. We begin the third parak of Maseches Ksuvas. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Lea Shalom. It's also sponsored by friends of Rabbi Dr. Brian Galbit in commemoration of his third yahrzeit, Rav Baruch Tzvi Ben Ruvein Nasan, Zichrona Lebracha, May his Neshama Daven Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today, again, as mentioned, we begin the third perek, and we totally switch topics in the Shas Katan. So whereas the second perek focused almost exclusively on the concept of Apesha Asar, over here, the third perek, we're going to talk about Knas, that one is liable for, the penalty that one is liable for in the context of an Ones and a Mefata. So an Ones is one who violates a Nara, who is a Besula, one who rapes a Nara Besula. And a mafata is somebody who seduces a nara besula. So there's, making air quotes, consent, but it's not real consent because this person is not really an adult. So there's a rapist and a seducer. The Torah says that both of them have to pay a fine by the ones. It says that if there's a guy who rapes a nara who's a besula, who is not married, and commits that terrible act, then the guy has to pay to the girl's father a fine of 50 shekel kesef, and he also has to marry her, and he's never able to divorce her. By a mafata, by the seducer, there is a similar but not identical type of penalty, where if a person seduces a nara besula who is unmarried, who's not engaged to anybody, then he has to give her the moar habesulos. And what that means, we're going to see in the Gemara, is that he has to pay her the fine that's equivalent to the fine that the ones has to pay. And that's only if the woman doesn't want to marry him. The woman alternatively can marry him, but if not, then he has to pay a fine. But unlike by the case of Ones, where he's obligated to marry her, by the case of Mefata, he's not obligated to marry her. That's the sort of general topic that the Perek is going to discuss. What's going to come out of this discussion are the various types of women who you are and are not chayav the knas. If you are an ones, if you're ma'anes, and within that conversation, the real lebedik sugya of this perek over here, again switching topics in ksuvas, is going to be the concept of kamle b'derabamine, the concept of somebody who's chayev a monetary payment, but if he's chayev a more serious penalty. For example, Misa, we're going to see, maybe Kares, maybe Malkus, maybe not, then he's also not going to be chayav a monetary penalty. And our Mishnah is going to talk about the various women who you're chayav the knas if you're ma'anes, and we're going to work through how we know that you're chayav knas if you're ma'anes these different types of women. We're not quite going to get to the discussion of kamle b'derabamine today, but the Gemara segues into that topic of conversation tomorrow. So again, let's pick up from the Mishnah, beginning of the third parak on the top of Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah as follows: Elu naros sheyesh lam knas. That these are the naros to whom, for or in respect of whom, you would have to pay to her father the 50 shekel knas if you are ma'anes. And what's a nara? So that's the critical first question. In other words, because you're chayiv the 50 shekel knas only if you're ma'anes in nara besula. So what's a nara? So Rashi helps us out that a nara is a young girl from the time that she's mevia shtei sairos, which typically happens at 12 years. So on her 12th birthday, ad shetis bager, says Rashi. Veim shisha chadashim, we know that a woman becomes a bogeres, a girl becomes a bogeres at 12 years and 6 months. So the whole period of naros is only a 6-month window. It's from the age of 12 to the age of 12 and a half. Shemein naros labagros aval ktano bogeres ein lam knas. But Rashi says that a ktana and a bogeres do not have a knas. So it's only that 6-month window. So who are the naros for whom you are liable to pay a knas if you're ma'anes them? Says the Mishnah, haba ala mamzeres. If a person has relations with a mamzeres. And in the Gemara, we're going to ask, what do you mean? That you're only chayav a knas if you're ba'al mamzeres, if you're ma'anes a mamzeres, but if you're ma'anes a good, regular Jewish woman, then you're not chayav a knas. Of course you would be chayav a knas in that respect. And Rashi foreshadows that the Gemara is going to say, of course you're chayav a knas in that situation. What we mean to say is, who in addition to a regular young Jewish woman would you be chayav a knas for if you were a ma'aneser? So the chiddush is that even though the woman is a mamzeres, then you are going to be chayav a knas. Why is it a chiddush that you're chayav a knas if you're a baal mamzeres? Because if you're ma'ane somebody, then you're a lowlife. And if you're a lowlife, you should be chayav a knas. So the chiddush is, because what we had said was the way that the Torah describes the knas is that if you're ma'anes the woman, you have to pay the knas to her father, and you have to marry her, and you're never able to divorce her. So the thing is, by a mamzeres, you can't marry her because it's usur to marry a mamzeres. So one might have thought that because you're not able to fulfill part of the penalty, which is marrying the woman and never being able to divorce her, therefore you likewise wouldn't be chayiv to pay the 50 shekel knas to her father. Kamash Balan, even if the lo siya leisha, even if the chayiv to marry or never divorce her is not able to be fulfilled, you are nevertheless chayiv to pay the knas. So you're chayiv if you're baal mamzeres, v'al anasina, and you're chayiv if you're baal anasina. What's an asina? So Rashi over here says, mina givonim, and asina is one of the givonim, it's a givoni. He asura lekal, and she's usur to the call, to David gozer aleim. Rashi says, David HaMelech was gozer on the nasinim, on the givonim, kedarminam b'yavamos, like we learn in Maseches Yavamos. Why are they called the nasinim if they're givonim? Rashi explains, val shem vayitnim Yoshua, because generations earlier, Yehoshua had designated them to be woodchoppers and water drawers, and because of the word in the Pasuk, Vayitnim, which is Nasan, Karilu Nasinim. Therefore, they're called Nasinim. So from Rashi, it is apparent that the Nasinim are Asur Lavo Bakal. It's Asur to marry a Nasin, but why? It's a Gzeira from David HaMelech. They're called Nasinim because of Yeshua, but really it's Xerah from David HaMelech. Tosfos over here on the top, Tosfos takes issue with this. He says that this is we're going to read parts of the Tosfos only because it's a very long Tosfos. So it's three lines down. He says, Veinir l'Rabbeinu Tam, da mashma b'gemara, because it's mashma in the Gemara, the Nasina havi daraisa. Because on Chavtesa Mabez, it's mashma that Nasina is an Isser daraisa. The Kamar Mamzeres v'Nasina ikabenayu. Laman diyamar ruya lakaima, because we group Nasina along with Mamzeres in the same category when we talk about women who you're not eligible to get married to. So, and we always in Shas lump together a Mamzeres and a Nasina. We know that a Mamzeres is for sure an Isser Midaraisa. So it only stands to reason that the Nasina, who's always grouped together with a Mamzeres, is also going to be Usser Midaraisa. So mashma davi daraisa dabikra pligi, because over there, again, the sugya on Amabez, which we're going to get to a little bit later, it's obvious that they're darshaning psukim, and there's a machlokas at a darshan psukim, and if we're grouping mamzeres and nesina together, it's mashma that nesina is going to be usur mi daraisa. And then Tosso says a couple of lines further, in perek eloi lanokin and meseches makos, it's also mashma that a mamzeres and a nesina is usher to marry, a Jewish man is usher to marry a mamzeres and a nesina, and it's mashma that you get malkus for doing so on a doraisa level. And it certainly implies that nesina is an iser daraisa. So says Tosfos over here, that says Venir Lo Rabbeinu Tam, this is now the third wide line in Tosfos, the Nesina Asura Daraisa Mishom Lo Teschanein, that Nesina is really Asur Midaraisa because of Lo Teschanein, Kedemasik Rava Be'arel, like we learn in Maseches Yevamos. V'David Gozer Alayu El Shibud. So what does Rashi mean when he said David Gozer Alayem? So David wasn't gozer at the Isser was already standing midaraisa because there's an Isser of Lotus Chanin Bam. So David was gozer shibud. V'lav Yisurim b'menos Yisrael do asiri v'kaimei milav de Lotus Chanin. Ela kadei shelo yitmu bi Yisrael, so that they shouldn't mingle with Klal Yisrael, and God forbid have Jewish boys mix up with Nesina, with Nesinos, with Nasin women. David was gozer that they should always be in servitude. Va'ad gazar bu tfei mi b'shar psulei kol mishem dahavi uma shlema. So why was David gozer servitude on this nation? There are other nations that it's usher for a Jewish man to get married to, women from those nations, but we don't find that they're subjected to servitude. So the reason is because they're a discreet nation, David was afraid that they would intermingle. The fear of intermingling was greater, and therefore he was gozer shibud on the Nesinim. What comes out of a year from this long Tosfos is a fundamental machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, whether the Isser of Nesinim is a Gzera from David HaMelech, or if it's already a standing Isser Midaraisa, and the Gzera of David was just on the Shibud, was just on the Avdus of the Nesinim. Okay, but regardless, a Mabzeres, a Nesina, if you're Ma'anes them, you're Chayiv the 50 shekel Knas. Valakutis, also if you're Ma'anes, if you're Ma'anes Akutis, then you're going to be chayev the knas as well. And why? So Rashi explains that kutis savar gerei arayasim. There's a famous machlokas in Shas whether the kutim were gerei emes or gerei arayos, whether they were real converts, whether they were sincere converts, or whether they converted because they were afraid that they were going to be attacked by a pack of lions, and in order to avoid the lion attack, they converted. Now, if they were gerei emes, it wouldn't be a chiddush to say that you're chayev a knas if you're ba ala kutis, because if the kutim were gerei emes, then that means that they're Jewish people. And you are chayev a knas if you're ma'anes and nara besula, who's a Jewish girl. So therefore, says Rashi, that we're talking according to the Mandi Amar, that a kutis is a gerei arayos, and therefore they were included in the lav of lo tischanein bam. But nevertheless, even though they were included in the lav of lo tischanein bam, the chiddush is that you're going to be chayev a knas if you are boel a kutis, if you are ma'anes a kutis. Okay, Tosfos over here argues. Tosfos says, and this is in the second Tosfos, the Alakutis, also along Tosfos, which we're never going to have time to read all of it, but he says, like, probably midway through that Tosfos, Vim Tomar, Im Kain Mai Kamashmalan, and so he says, Alma Dimadamas Nisin, Tahacha Savre Degeri Emesain. So Tosfos says, no, that our Mishnah holds that they're Geri Emes, not Geri Arayos, because if they were Geri Arayos, so he says, if they're Geri Arayos, then she's a Goy. And if she's a guy, you're not chayev a knas for being ma'anes a guy. So in other words, it's in a catch 22, because if they're gerei emes, they're Jewish, and if there's no chiddush that you're chayev a knas. If they're gerei arayos, then they're goyim, and you're never chayev a knas for being ma'anes a guy. So it's obvious that they're gerei emes. But Tosfos is bothered. Alma demasis and dachas svara savra de gerei emes. And vim tomer imke mai kamash malon pshita di eshla knas. The Israel is gemurei. She's a regular Jewish girl, so why wouldn't you be chayev a knas? No, that the reason is that maybe we would say that you shouldn't give a knas so that they wouldn't be mixed in to the Jewish people, but rather again a machlokas. Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says that they're gerei arayos. Tosfos says that they're gerei emes. Tosfos later on, again, I don't want to see us read it inside because I want to make sure that we have time to finish the daf. It's a packed daf, but Tosfos says that it's apparent that the pattern of the Mishnah so far is the Mishnah is walking through women who, even though there's an Isser to marry them, still you're chayev a knas if you're ma'anes them. And that's why Mamzeres, Nesina, Kutis, great. So Tosfos says, why do we leave other women out of this? How about an almana l'koin gadol, a grusha v'chalusa l'koin edyot, if any of them are ma'anes, those types of women? And Tosfos says, because we're not talking about a psul kahuna, because that's an Isser that is shayich not only to kohanim and not to Jewish men generally. Why don't we talk about a Mitzri and Adomi? Because the Mitzri and the Adomi ultimately come into the call, and that's why we don't talk about those people. Then ultimately he says, well, why don't we talk about a guy who's ma'anes his grusha after she was already married to somebody else? Because that's an Isser that shayich to everybody, And how come the Mishnah leave that out? And Tosfos says, well, the Mishnah winds up leaving some example. The Mishnah is not going to give every crazy example of a case where a guy's ba'anes a woman who's ushered him. But the point is that even though with any of these women, you cannot fulfill part of the penalty that's written in the Torah of Alosi El Isha and maintaining her as a wife, nevertheless, you're going to be high of the 50 shekel knas if you are ma'aneser. Okay, now, says, we're finally up to the third line in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Vayter, Habol Agiyores, V'Alashvuya, V'Alashivcha, Sheniftu, V'Sheneskayru, V'Sheneshtakru, P'chusos Mibno Sholo Sholem V'Yomechad. If you were ma'anes, any of these women, a gioras, a captive who was redeemed, or a shifcha who was freed, and they were freed, redeemed, or they were in Nizgayer when they were younger than 3 years old, and Rashi tells us, but we already remember from Masechet Yevamos and Masechet, the beginning of this Masechet, what do we know about a woman, a girl who's less than 3 years old? We know that her besulim is still intact. So the besulim is only lost if she has bia when she is older than three. So, and we know that also that you're chayev the knas only if you're ma'anes a besula. But if you're ma'anes one of these women and the conversion, the freeing, the redemption from captivity took place before they were three, they have the status of a besula. Therefore, you're going to be chayev the knas. Now, says the Mishnah Vayter, haba ala choso. If a person is ma'anes his sister, v'alachos aviv, or his aunt, v'alachos imo, or his aunt on the mother's side, v'alachos ishto, or his wife's sister, v'al eshes achiv, or his brother's, or his brother's wife, v'al eshes achi aviv, or the wife of his uncle, so v'alanida, and if he's ba'alanida, yeshlem knas, he is chayev the knas, even though there's an Isser Kares if he's Boel on any of these women, because they're Arayos to him, Ein Bem Misas Basin. The reason that he's Chayev the Knas is because there is no Misas Basin. So Rashi over here says, first of all, a couple of things. So number one, on Eishes Achiv, when we talk about Eishes Achiv, we're talking about, says Rashi, where she was divorced after Kiddushin. Why? Because then there is no Isser Misa, there is Kares. Because if it's real Eshes Achiv, then he's Chayiv Misa if he's Boiler. And again, same by Eshes Achi Aviv, is that there was Kedushin and then she was divorced from the Kedushin. Now, when we said at the end of the Mishnah that he's Chayiv Kares if he's Boil any of these women, but there is no Misas based in, now we get to the sugya. This is an allusion. We're going to get into it tomorrow, but this is a reference to the concept of kamle b'derabi mine. Rashi says, v'kares lo potar leimin atashlumin. Kares doesn't potter from tashlumin. It's because it's misas based in, it's not considered to be an onesh, that because it's not misas based in, it's not considered to be an onesh that we're imposing. And therefore, it doesn't fall into the kimle b'derabi mine. However, misas based in, which is a penalty which is imposed by based in, once based in is imposing capital punishment, they're not also going to impose a monetary fine. So kimle b'derabi mine, according to the Mishnah, applies only by misas based in and tashlumen, not by kares and tashlumen. Okay, says the Gemara Navaiter, and this picks up on something that Rashi alluded to when we read the Mishnah, so this is already going to be familiar to us. Says the Gemara, Hani Naros Psula Sislu Knas Ksheiros Lo. We're asking which are the Naros that you're Chayav a Knas of your Ma'anes. And we go list a whole bunch of people that you're not supposed to have relations with anyway. So says the Gemara, can it possibly be that if your Ma'anes, a good Jewish girl, then you're not Chayav a Knas? You're only Chayav a Knas if you're Ma'anes, Mamzeres, and Asina, Kutis, etc., etc. Says the Gemara, no, of course not. Hachi Kamar, Elu Naros, Psulos, Sheishlem, Knas. Of course you're Chayav a Knas if you're Ma'anes, a regular good Jewish girl. The question is, give me examples of women who are usher to you, but nevertheless, you are going to be chayev a knas. And in regard to that, the Mishnah says, Abala mamzeres, felanasina velakuta. So these are examples of some of the puzzle women that you're still going to be chayev a knas for. The Mefarshim explain that psulos is lav dafka, because psulos might explain mamzeres, nesina, kutis, but we also said a woman who converted before she was three, a woman who was freed from captivity or from servitude before she was three, those aren't psulos. So some say the girsa should be pagumos, that they're pogum in a certain to a certain extent, but they still have the status of a besula. Others say no, the gersa should be psulos, but when we say psulos, we're obviously not talking about the woman who converted before she was three. There's nothing puzzle about her at all. That's wonderful. When we say psulos, we're referring to only the first three categories. It's mamzeres, nesina, and kutis are the women who are psulos. Okay, so says the Gemara again, the knas is applicable only, we saw in the Mishnah, when she's a Nara. She's got to be a Nara, and she's got to be a Besula. What's a Nara? Rashi already told us. It's the six-month window between her 12th birthday and when she turns 12 years, 6 months. Once she's 12 and a half, then she becomes a Bogeres. So it's only with a window. It's only within the window of Naras. So says the Gemara, Nara in, Ketana lo, that he's chayev only if he's ma'anes a nara, but not if he's ma'anes a ketana. So mantano, who's our Mishnah going like? I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav, Rav Meir he. It's going like Rav Meir. The Tanya, because we learn in Ebraisa, ketana, mibas yomechad vashet havishtei sairos, a ketana from the time that she's 1 day old until she brings two sairos, until she has two sairos, meaning until she's 12. So from 1 day old until her bas mitzvah, Yesh la mecher, her father has the ability to sell her as a maidservant, the ein la knas. But there is no knas applicable if somebody violates her, because the knas is applicable only to a nara, but not to a ketana. So long as she's a ketana from the age of one day until 12 years old, her father could sell her as a maidservant, but there is no knas if somebody's ma'anis her. Mishetavish te sairos, when she turns 12 years old, vachet is bager, until she becomes a bogeres for the six-month window until 12 years and 6 months, yeshla knas, there is a knas if somebody violates her, ve'ein lamecher, and the father loses the ability to sell her as a maidservant. Rashi explains, why can't the father sell her as a maidservant? It's a kal v'chomer, because what do we know about a father who sells his daughter as a maidservant, besides the fact that it's not a nice thing to do? He sells his daughter as a maidservant when she's a ketana. When she's a nara, when she becomes 12, she goes free. So the father only has the capacity to sell her for so long as she's a ketana. So if the daughter goes free when she has already been sold when she becomes a nara, then it makes sense. It follows that the father shouldn't be able to sell her when she's a nara, because she would already go free when she's a nara. So again, our Mishnah must be going like Rav Meir, Divrei Rav Meir, because our Mishnah says that the knas is applicable only by a nara, and it was Rav Meir who said as follows, Shayir Rav Meir Omer, because Rav Meir says that kol mokom sheyesh mecher ein knas, that whenever the father has the ability to sell his daughter as a maidservant, there is no knas, because that applies only when she's a ketana. V'chamokam sheish knas ein mecher, and any time when there is knas, in other words, during that window of narus, when there is a knas, if somebody's ma'anis or ein mecher, the father lacks the ability to sell her as a maidservant. So our Mishnah, which says that the knas is applicable only during the period of narus, and that period is from 12 years to 12 years and 6 months, going like Rav Meir, the Chachamim argue, the Chachamim omer, and the Chachamim say, ketana mibas shalosh shanim v'yom echad, a ketana from the time that she's 3 years old and a day, meaning that from the time that she's roi lebia, because we know that if somebody has bia with a girl who's less than three, it's kenosei netz baba'ayin, it's not impactful at all, it doesn't make an impact, has no impact on the psulim. So a ketana from the time that she's 3 years old and a day, vachet tisbager, yeshla knas, she has a knas. So our Mishnah says that in order to be eligible for the knas, the girl has to be a nara, goes like Rav Meir, because the Chachamim say even a ketana has knas. So the Gemara wonders, knas in mecher lo, so the ketana from the time that she's 3 years and a day until 12, until she becomes a bogeres, rather, until 12 years and 6 months, she only has knas, but the father doesn't have any right to sell her as a maidservant. The Torah talks about a father having the right to sell his daughter as a maidservant. So says the Gemara, Ema, flipping over to Chav Tesa Mabez, af knas b'makom mecher, that there is a knas even b'makom mecher. In other words, the mecher, the ability, according to the Chachamim, the ability of a father to sell his daughter as a maidservant starts when she's 1 day old, just like according to Rav Meir. Where Rav Meir and the Chachamim differ is that whereas Rav Meir says that so long as the father retains the ability to sell his daughter, there is no knas, and therefore the ability to sell mecher applies until 12, Knas applies from 12 until 12 and 6 months. The Chachamim say the ability to sell the daughter starts at a day, but from 3 years and a day until 12, the Knas and the Mecher overlap. During that period of time, the father has the ability to sell his daughter as a maidservant. During that period of time, also, if somebody violates the girl, then he has to pay a Knas. And also, according to the Chachamim, the Knas would extend from 12 until 12 and a half, because the Knas extends until she's a Bogeres, but there's a substantial period of overlap from 3 years and a day until 12, where you're Chayav a Knas if you're Ma'anes, this woman, but the father retains the ability to sell her as a maidservant. So you gave me a whole bunch of women who are pegumos, who are psulos, that the guy is chayev a knas if he violates. So says the Gemara. The Gemara now questions how that's possible. Bahani b'dei knasaninu, can these people really generate a knas if you're ma'anes them? Va'amai ikrikan velosia li'isha, isha deruyolo. So how is it that you're chayev a knas if you violate these people? Don't we need velosia leisha? The punishment that the ma'anes gets, it's a variable, it's a multifaceted punishment. A, he has to pay the knas. B, he has to marry the woman, and he can never divorce the woman. So these women he can't marry because they're usher to him. They're mamzeres, nesina, kutis. They're usher to him. So if he's unable to fulfill part of the punishment, why does he still get any of the punishment? Why does he still have to pay the knas? That's the question in the Gemara. Because it says, Velosi Elisha, Isha Ruyulo, and these women are not Ruya to him. So it says the Gemara, Amaresh Lokesh, Nara, Nara, Hanara. Because it says, Nara, Nara, Hanara. And we're Doresh the Psukim. So what does it mean, Nara, Nara, Hanara? So we need Rashi for this, because he'll help us with these psukim. By Be'ones Ksiv, by an Ones it says, by the Ma'anes it says, Kiyimse Ish Nara Besula, so that's Nara number one. The Ksiv Basrei, V'nosa No Ish Ashoche V'ma La'avi Hanara, V'darshinon Nara Yaseira. And this Hanara is extra, V'he Yaseira, and the Ha in that Hanara is extra. The Hanara, the Matzi L'michta V'nosa La'avia. It didn't have to say V'nosa La'avia Nara, because it already says that if a guy finds a Nara, and he sleeps with her, and he's Manasar, he has to give to the father of the Nara the 50 shekel fine. It didn't have to say Avi Hanara, could have said Benasan Laviha. It says Avi Hanara, Hanara is extra. So it says Nara, Nara, Hanara, so we're Doresh the Hanara. Chad Lugufe, one is to teach me the actual halacha, that if you're Ma'anes and Nara, who's a Basula, you gotta pay the 50 shekel fine. V'chad la'suye chayve lavin. One, in other words, the hay of Hanara comes to include that you pay the fine even if the woman who you are Ma'anes is usher to you on a lav, because of a lav. V'chad la'suye chayve krisos. And the other drasha, because Hanara is considered to be two words that we're darshaning, is to teach me that even if the woman of your ma'anes is a woman who it's also for you to have a relationship with on pain of kares, still you're going to be chayev the fine. Rapapa has a similar drasha, but darshaning a extra word in the pasuk of, in the parsha of Mefate, Rapapa Amar Besula Besulos Habesulos. It says Besula Besulos Besula Habesulos, and again we need Rashi, so Besula Besulos Habesulos. The Mefata Ksiv, says Rashi, this is written by Mefata, V'chi Yefata Ish Besula, if a man seduces a Besula, V'kra Achrina Basrei, and the Pasuk after it says, Kesef Yishkol, he has to pay her, Kamoar HaBesulos. Umotzi L'michtav Kamoar Besulos, and it could have said Kamoar Besulos, it didn't have to say Kamoar HaBesulos, Hatlas Darashinan HaYaseira, Ubesulos tamatzi lemichtav kamoar velishtok. So Rashi ultimately winds up making the same diuk like he makes by Nara. It didn't have to say kamoar habesulos. All it had to say is kamoar. He has to pay her like the dowry. And we would have known that the dowry means the same fine that you are chayev to pay for the ma'ane, so too you're chayev to pay for the mafata. So we have a habesulos, which is extra. And again, the Gemara is going to darshan habesulos as two separate drushos. One because besulos is extra, and then the hay is extra as well. So Besula, besulos, ha besulos, chad l'gufei, one to teach me the fine by a mafate, v'chad la'suye chave lavin, that you're chayev the fine, you're chayev the knas, even by chave lavin, v'chad la'suye chave krisos, and the other to teach me that you're chayev the knas, even for chayve krisos. Okay. So says the Gemara now weiter. Rav Papa, my time alone, or Resh Lakish. Why didn't Rav Papa say like Resh Lakish? Resh Lakish Darsha. In other words, they both get to the same place. The chiddush is that you're chayv the knas, even if you're ball somebody, even if you're ma'ane somebody who's a chayve lavin to you, you're chayv the knas, even if you're ma'ane somebody who's a chayve krisus to you. But Rav Papa darshins from Besulos. And Resh Lakish darshins from Nara. So Rav Papa, my time alomer Resh Lakish. Why doesn't Rav Papa darshin from the word Nara, Naros, Nara, Nara, Hanara? Says the Gemara, Humi boy le kadabaya. Because we need that, we need those drushas, we need those words open to teach me the din of Abaya. The Amar Abaya, because Abaya darshins as follows. Baleo mesa potter. If you're ma'anes, a girl, and later she winds up dying, you're putter from paying the knas. Why? Shenemar v'nosan la'vi hanara, because the din is, the halach and the Torah is, that you have to give the knas to avi hanara, to the father of the nara, la'vi nara v'lo la'vi mesa. It has to be the father of the nara who's still alive, and you don't have to pay the knas if the father is dead. And because we need the hanara, la'vi hanara, to teach me this din of Abaya, it comes out, according to our Papa, that the Hanara is not Miusar. We can't darshan Chavi Lavin and Chavi Krisus. The reason that it says Venasan Lavi Hanara and not Stam Venasan Lavi Ha is to teach me that you have to pay the Knas only if the woman is still alive, but not after the woman is dead. The Gemara now flips the Kasha. Resh Lakish, my time alo Amar Karab Papa. Why didn't Resh Lakish learn like Rav Papa? Why doesn't he darshan besula besulos ha besulos? Homi baile l'gzeira shava, because we need that for the gzeira shava. The gzeira shava is that we compare the dinim of ones to the din of mefate and vice versa, that we're going to learn the halachos from one another. D'tanya, because we learn in the braisa, kesef yishkol kimoar ha besulos. The pasuk is very vague when it talks about the knas for a mefate. Whereas by ones it says that the knas is 50 shekel, by besulos, or 50 kesef, by besulos, by mefata rather, it just says, kemoar habesulos, you pay kemoar habesulos, like the dowry of besulos. Shiuzeh kemoar habesulos, samora besulos kozeh. That the two should be equivalent. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains, just like the knas for ones is 50, so too the knas for mefate is 50. And just like the knas by mefate is shekel kesef, so too by ones it's shekel kesef. So the reason that Resh Lakish can't learn like Rav Papa is because the extra besulos can't teach me chave lavin and chave krisus, because it teaches me the gzeira shava between ones and mefata, that all the halachas by ones should be like the halacha of mefata and vice versa. So Resh Lakish nami mi boile chalabaya. Wait, hang on. But Resh Lakish, who learns from nara, nara, hanara, also has to learn the din of Abaya, that the knas is only applicable if the girl is still alive, but not after she's dead. Rav Papa nami mi boile l'gzeira shava, and Rav Papa, who learns from besula, besulos, habesulos, also needs one of the besulos open to teach me the gzeira shava between ones and mefate, says the Gemara, ela shita kroik sibe. We're going to combine everything. It's like there are six psukim. Nara, nara, hanara, besula, besulos, habesulos. Shrei lugafayu, two of these instances are to teach me the basic halacha that you're chayev the knas by an ones and you're chayev the knas by mefata. Chad l'chadabaye v'chad l'gzeira shava. One is to teach me the halacha of abaya that you're chayev the knas only if the girl is still alive. The other is open to teach me the gzeira shava between besula, between mefata and ones and mefata. Yasru lutrei. So two of these drushas remain open. Two of these words remain open. Lasui chave lavin v'chad lasui chave krisos. One to include chave lavin and one to include chave krisas. So says Tosfos of Yiriyaslu Lutrei, Fechad Ribuye Ksiv Baones, Fechad Bimafate. So we have these six instances. One Ribuy is by Ones, one Ribuy is by Mafate. Says Tosfos, Vim Tomar, how do we know that one of these extra ribuyim is to include chave lav and the other is to include chave krisos? Maybe one of these ribuyim comes to include chave lav and by ones, the other comes to include chave lav and by mafate. Tosfos gives the obvious answer. Because one of the extra words were already darshan the gzeir shava that all the halachas are alike. So you wouldn't need to teach me the chave lavin by ones and chave lavin by mafate, because we already have gzeir shava teaching me that the halacha by ones is the same as the halacha like by mafate. Therefore, one of the extra yisurim is we could darshan chave lavin, the other we could darshan chave krisis. The Shita Mekubetzos explains that it's interesting that according to the maskana of the Gemara, Reish Lakesh and Rav Papa aren't really arguing. In other words, they both learn it from the combination of nara nara hanara and besula besulos habesulos. That Reish Lakesh himself learns from the two psukim, the one by Ones and the one by Mafate. Reish Lakesh mentions only nara nara hanara because that's the last one mentioned in the Parsha. In other words, the sugya of Ones is in Parshas Kisetse, and the sugya of Besula is in Parshas Mishpatim. And therefore, he mentions the one only that's written later in the Torah. Whereas Rav Papa comes to explain Reish Lakesh, and he says that the reason that Rav Papa mentions Besula, Besulos, HaBesulos, is he's explaining that Reish Lakesh is learning not only from Nara, Nara, HaNara, but also from the Psukim that are written by Mefata. So it's a combination of all this. That's how we know that we include Chave Lavin, and we also include Chave Krisas. So says the Gemara, Lafuke Mehai Tana. And that the din of the Mishnah itself, that your Chayav Knas for Mamzeres and for Nesina, etc., is not like the following Tanya. The Tanya, Velosi Elisha, it says Velosi Elisha. Shimon HaTimni Omer, Isha Sheeshba Havoya, that Shimon HaTimni says, it's got to be a woman with whom you are able to stay. Sheeshba Havoya, Rashi says, Shekdushin Tofsin Bo, that Kedushin are toface with her. Prat liachoso, coming to exclude his sister. Ulechol chayve krisas yalfina bekedushin shein kedushin tofsa mem. Because if a guy walks up to his sister and tries to give kedushin to his sister, it's a meaningless act. The kedushin is not toface. Umashma leitia loshan avoyas kedushin. Lo siya is loshan avoyas kedushin. So Shimon HaTimni, when it says velo siya liisha, there are two ways that you could really interpret the word siya. Lo siya liisha means that kedushin is never toface. Or lo siya liisha means you cannot be makayim the shidduch. So there's a machloka. Shimon HaTimni amar isha sheyesh ba'avoya. That lo siya liisha means that the kedushin is toface. Rav Shimon ben Menasya amar isha ruya lakayma. And Rav Shimon ben Menasya says that it's got to be a woman where the kedushin is toface to the extent that you would be chayav a get if you wanted a divorce. Or in other words, it's not only that the kedushin is toface, it's that you have to be able to remain in this relationship. So my binayu. So what's the difference between Rav Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon ben Menasya? Amar Rav Zeira Mamzeres and Nesina Ike Beinayu. So Mamzeres and Nesina. Lamandi Amar Yesh Ba'Avaya. According to the Mandi Amar, who says that the only criteria is that the kedushin should be toface. Ha nami yesh ba'avaya. These are also, the kedushin is also toface. The kedushin is also toface over here. Lamandi amar ruya lakaima, ha ena ruya lakaima. So Rashi says, so we need Rashi over here. So Rashi explains, my benayim mishum Rav Shimon ben Menasya ka parechla. Dilu Shimon HaTimni shamina la biyavamas. Because Shimon HaTimni, we learn in Maseches Yevamos, the Palagalea de Rabbi Akiva, Ba'adetnan, Izo Mamzer, Kol Sher Basar, Shubala Yavo, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva says that any woman who's usher to you because of a losa say is going to be that if you have relations with any woman who's usher to you, Bisser Lav, then that creates a Mamzer. V'shimon HaTimni omer kol shechai v'lov krisus b'dei shamayim. And Shimon HaTimni says, no, if you have relations with a woman who's only usher to you because of a lav, that doesn't create a mamzer. It's only if you have relations with a woman who's usher in iser kares. Elul Rav Shimba Manasseh kabinan la isvir lake Rav Akiva. If he holds like Rav Akiva, ma'ika be'mash musa d'tia lashon kiyam l'mash mosa Shimon HaTimni. Inami mashma le Rav Shimba Manasseh lashon avoya. So in other words, so what we're saying over here is that if you hold that a chayve lav, the kedushin is going to be tofes, there is a situation where you could have kedushin be tofes, but not be able to continue the relation with the woman. So the question is, if you're going to be chayv the knas for these women, the question is, what's the criteria? Do we require that you actually have a real marriage, in which case you're not going to be chayv the knas, or is the only criteria that you have to actually be able to, that the kedushin should be tofes, in which case you would be chayiv the knas? So that's where we'll leave off with today. And tomorrow we're going to talk about the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, who says the kedushin is not tofes with any of these people. And if the kedushin isn't tofes, why would he be chayiv a knas for violating any of these types of people? Hope everybody has a great day.